Newmarket Today welcomes letters to the editor at deborah@newmarkettoday.ca. Please include your daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. Exhibition proceeds at Aurora Library after, censorship, claims, March 26, 2023. First, thank you for mentioning my 2018 exhibition Come Together at the Aurora Public Library. Because the article did mention my show, I feel that I have to inform you that I did have to self-censor my work. I had to revisit my choice of photos for the exhibition and I recropped one image to not show anything that would be inappropriate for children. The library was concerned because the gallery is right next to the children's library. I agreed because I felt that I was still able to convey my message even with the changes. I have also had an exhibition at Newmarket's Old Town Hall censored. The policy there has also since changed. Public opinion is something of which artists exhibiting need to be aware. Publicly funded institutions like the Aurora Public Library try to avoid controversy. Artists have to decide for themselves whether it is worth the increased exposure to exhibit in a publicly funded institution like a public library and abide by their rules or to exhibit only at less visible spaces to avoid censorship. Artists can also take this as a challenge, how to get your message across without running afoul of censorship. Personally, I like seeing what I can get away with. My professional experience has also made me more accepting of making changes to my work. I have always worked in a collaborative team environment developing high-performance scientific equipment. Make no mistake, I know when to stand my ground. Greg King, Newmarket.